We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports director ever at WROC-TV and is a writer writing over at RochesterFirst.com. Thad, thanks so much for joining me, my friend. I also can't forget to mention that you are the co-host of Buffalo Kickoff Live. Very handsome on television, by the way, Thad. You do a great job. We're really looking forward to a quick little segment with you here. You've been kind of talking a lot all week about and posting articles at RochesterFirst.com about some of the things you've been seeing out there on the field. Let's start with today before we kind of, you know, work in reverse here, Thad. Tell me a little bit about today so far throughout the first public session at Highmark Stadium. A little bit of your thoughts about A, how many people are there? Pretty wild. It's their first opportunity to see this Bills team since 2019 without restrictions. And B, who has stood out to you today during the team portions of practice?
First of all, Nate, thanks for the fine intro. Not only do I sound attractive to the listeners, but also very busy. And I think both those things are wildly exaggerated, but it's appreciated. today, I tell you what, so Stephon Diggs has not practiced today. He actually sat out the second half of yesterday. I don't think there's anything really wrong. I mean, he's dancing around on the sidelines, bouncing around, you know, not on the injury report either. So I would have just about zero level of concern. But to say he has not practiced, so that is a thing. And without him on the field, the passing offense does look different. You know, it looks a little more mundane. You know, the Josh Allen that absolutely dazzled pretty much Wednesday, Thursday, Friday has not been there today. Josh is making some good plays. He actually made a nice one where Ed Oliver got in clean on a blitz and he was scrambled away and kind of off his back foot, threw one on the sideline to Zach Moss. But in general, this is, you know, easily been Josh Allen's worst day today. So the defense, I think, actually is probably the thing that's most impressed just in general. Tyler Matakevich had an interception that hit him in the gut, couldn't make the catch, but was in the right spot. Tremaine Edmonds had a similar thing on Josh Allen. So I think this has been the best day for the defense overall, not just because of Diggs, but in general for that side of the ball.
And Thad, I mean, I think, you know, consensus and argument's sake, you would say that for the most part, defense is always kind of the first unit in terms of training camp to sort of start quickly, and then the offense sort of catches up from there. But kind of how you're describing is it's almost been the opposite for this start of training camp.
100%. This offense came out absolutely blazing. I can't remember ever covering a Bills offense in preseason that looked like this offense looked the first 3 days or even three drills in a row. I mean, it was as good as anyone could possibly hope. I mean, the Bills have a quarterback that was darn near the MVP last year, and frankly, he looked exactly like it. Oh, wow, that was nice. Looked exactly like that for the first 3 days. Josh, I don't know if I can even do play-by-play here, so I'll just say Josh Allen did something really good and raised his stock for today. But really, the play I just saw was kind of consistent with what's been happening earlier in practice. And it's been fun to watch, and everything Bills fans could possibly hope for from Josh Allen and his passing offense.
So before, because I want to talk to you a little bit about the defensive side of the ball. I talked a lot about offense, but I'm sort of riveted by this idea of Jake Kumerow. And really, the reason that I'm so interested in it is I think most of us all were under this idea or under this consensus that Isaiah Hodgins was going to really kind of be penciled in as that last guy. This is a guy that the team drafted. They stood behind last year after the injury and offseason surgery. It was a guy that was in the facilities all offseason, was making a mark, and Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott both mentioned how noticeable Isaiah Hodgins' presence was in the facilities all offseason. With that said, he hasn't been the story, and it's been more about Jake Kumerow, particularly when you're talking about Stephon Diggs not being at practice. Talk to me what you've seen about Kumerow and why he has been sort of the focus of the early part of here of training camp.
Well, he's been better. I mean, just frankly, he's been better. I mean, he's made plays just about every day. Nothing too spectacular, but Isaiah Hodgins is not a guy who's flashing pretty much at all right now. You know, he's not a guy that's making you stand up and say he needs to be on the team. We just had this conversation, me and a few reporters on the sideline. Well, look, we're only through day four, so there's a lot of camp and preseason and games and stuff to go. But sitting here right now, you know, to me, I think Jay Kumerow makes this team. And, you know, you think about Hodgins, who's a draft pick, who was basically hurt all last year. So last year's kind of a redshirt season. You'd wonder about whether you could get a sixth-round pick on the waiver, especially a guy who's been talked up as much as Hodgins has been. Well, right this second, I would expose him to waivers, try and put him on a practice squad, and if I lost him, wouldn't bother me one bit. I mean, that's where it's been through 4 days. You know, Kumerow is the much better receiver so far, and I don't think it's much of a question.
And, I mean, Thad, when you look at those two guys, I think – I'm not going to say that they're similar in skill sets. They're both large, which I think this team probably is – that role, whoever they decide to keep in that last position, whether it's Kumerow, whether it's Hodgins, I think part of the reason that maybe you're keeping one of those two is based on their size. No, like, I think they bring a different size element than everyone else in that room.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I mean, you look at the other receivers, especially the guys that are going to be the mainstay guys, you know, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, Cole Beasley, you know, they're not playing on anybody's pickup basketball team just by height. I mean, they're just not that kind of guy. They're separate guys, they're escape guys, they're, you know, create space guys. And, you know, Gabe Davis can be a little bit of that, you know, size receiver, but there's no doubt Hodgins or Kumerow would fill that role. But I'll tell you what, Nate, it's not just about that. I mean, on this team right now, if you talk about the whole wide receiver group, Kumerow and Hodgins are the next two best guys. You know, Lance Lamoore and Brandon Powell, the rest of these guys, have not come anywhere close to making a name for themselves. And Duke Williams, too. You know, when I told you about the conversation I had about letting Isaiah Hodgins go to waivers, you know, Duke Williams is not a guy that demands a spot on this team, not even the practice squad, for what he's done during the offseason or the first week of camp so far.
All right, Thad, I want to switch gears and go to the defensive side of the ball. Tell me a little bit about this cornerback two battle that's been shaking out and playing out. Obviously, that was sort of the focus of everybody this offseason, and I don't want to say that it's faded into the black with a couple of other key battles maybe taking precedent, but talk to me about this battle between Dane Jackson and Levi Wallace. I know that, you know, earlier in the season when I've had you on the show, you were, you know, if you were a betting man, it sounded a lot like you'd be putting your money into the Dane Jackson sweepstakes. Have you felt that way through the first couple of days of practice? That is going to be the move here moving forward, that you believe Dane by week one is ultimately the guy that's starting in that position?
I still like him, but through the first week of camp, today Levi Wallace was the guy who took the first team reps. Dane was on the second team, and Levi has been the much steadier player. I mean, really, if you look at who these two guys have been and what we already know about them, they've been exactly that in camp. Levi's always been a steady, confident, but not really super above average guy. He's been exactly that in camp so far. Dane Jackson, I think, has a lot of potential, but he's a second-year player that only played five games last year, so you would think you'd see up and downs with that guy, and that's exactly what we've gotten. You know, he'll be in one-on-one drills with a wide receiver, and he'll totally stone a guy like Isaiah McKenzie and then come back and give up a pass to Lance Lenoir. You know, so yeah. It's been an up-and-down thing with Dane so far. I personally still like Dane, and I can sit here and make the argument for him, but if you want to stand next to me and say, well, I like Levi and here's why, you'd have a bunch of bullet points that will be just as legit as mine. So I think at this point, I'd say no blood has been drawn through 1 week of camp.
Who do you think benefits the most from that, though, Thad, in a situation where maybe neither of them are able to just make the statement player or make the move to really be the guy? Do you think if no one really... I don't know, what's the word I want to use here? Like, shows that they're the one? Do you think that it's just Levi that gets the benefit of the doubt because he's been here?
Absolutely. I mean, he's the incumbent. You know, I mean, think about like an election. You know, he's the incumbent. The other guy's got to come in and make a bigger name for himself. And, you know, I think the other thing, too, is the coaches know they can trust Levi. You know, like, if you want to look at it from the cynic point of view, you know, the devil you know or the devil you don't, everybody knows exactly what the devil is when it comes to Levi Wallace. And there's not a whole lot of devil. He's a pretty solid player. But there's a confidence in exactly the level of play you get. And like I said with Dane Jackson, you know, from play to play right now, you can't count on it. You know, I mean, if you want to put this guy out on the field, when the Bills are in Kansas City with a game on the line, I can't commit to you that he's going to be able to make a solid play. I mean, he might let, you know, DeMarcus Robinson and Mecole Hardman run over his head and get downfield. So that's the concern right now, you know, with job. And, Nate, I do got to say they are ending practice just now, so I got to get running. and get to work on one of my jobs, talking to these guys after practice.
Awesome, brother. Appreciate you as always, and we'll talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, man. Too great to be on. Sorry, I couldn't be longer.
Awesome. No worries, buddy. Thad Brown there on the Wester Hotline. He's the sports director over at WORC-TV in Rochester and rochesterfirst.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.